1.20, LinkedIn connection request. Jamie Driscoll. I'm going to try to do this again. This is my second attempt at a pretty long text introduction. I lost my entire text of my first attempt. I was almost finished. I can't trust this app to maintain a stable function. I must take this text composure out of this app and into something a bit more stable. My history on LinkedIn and knowing that this particular text field is a very long field. I don't want to get too long, but I have one of 15 in mail credits. You are my very first one and I am expecting to only have one. The effort here is very, very, very sincere. Very involved. Very perplexing. Very in, dash, depth sinister. Not from my point of view of sinister. I'm not sinister, of course. My real name is not my LinkedIn name. For my profile on LinkedIn under my real name that has established an over 10, dash, year paid premium established credential history was sacrificed as digital damages several years back. If you are aware of the process, it requires you to submit your actual ID. And if I did that, I'm a permanently banned user on LinkedIn. When I should not be. And we begin a story. When I grow up as a child in the Driscoll family of San Bernardino, California, my nickname was indeed Jamie. You can call my mother Veronica Ann Driscoll here in San Bernardino at the house that I grew up in since I was age 5. Her number, which is publicly listed, is a publicly listed entry. 909-882-8759. The original area code here was 714 when this phone number long-term number assigned to this house and this family. I need some help. A serious involvement. I'm not impersonating anybody. I've had to use my recreational account temporarily under the name Martin Hauser. To attempt once again to establish my authenticity, my authority, my legitimacy, my disability inclusion, that's Article 12 of the Convention for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities signed by the Barack Obama administration in 2009. The obligation of community engagement, patient engagement, family engagement is absolutely an absolute responsibility of community. It is not the responsibility that I should maintain the digital damages that have been set forth against me that has attacked me since I first became aware of the maladjusted community effects in 2005. Would you please approve us as a first-level contact connection? Not just approve this. I need something additional. My name is James Martin Driscoll. There are additional Jamie Driscoll profiles on LinkedIn, but none have the marker of career and location in the field of communications. This is use one of 15 in-mail credits. LinkedIn will not come to the terms of the truth without scratching and clawing to maintain their dastardly deeds they have done to me. What has happened is the truth. In all of what I believe and hold in the knowing. What I know, I know. And when I don't know, I say so. I have a journal personal domain internet domains that was established in 2005. Everything that I write is to a level of a 85% more likely true to a 15% I could be wrong false level of integrity. Nothing that I have written or that I have posted or publicly published or anything has come back at me as some kind of fake fraud libel or defamation against another person. And believe me, I have said some very strong words. A failure to communicate of dire consequences has occurred. I have a customer support ticketing using the Zendesk, the global technology overlay of customer support ticketing across the entire world. Hypocrisy at its highest fault, to be Zen. They know who I am in this challenge to have a circle of influences voice in these priority 911 emergency matters of paramount importance. Instill providence once and for all. God, or the visiting UAP, / UFO aliens from off Earth are watching. My efforts here are dedicated to all truth, no matter if that is an inconvenient truth. So be it. Tool interface from several sites with a very long CC list. That address is currently in last stage draft and placed into my text-to-speech transcription narrative program that I use to create audio narratives. That is what I'm going to end here with. But no, I've been the subject of an informational quarantine of extreme portions that has placed my content on the web to be content suppression mandated. As though I am dangerous of some sort when I'm not dangerous. The definitions and the terms that I am holding place me to have to claim this true sense identity, sir. I have one of the most unique cyber identities to ever exist on the planet. It is for peace building, not terrorism. It is an informational network with solid information theory science to include the sciences of memetics. The science of memetics adaptively creates the sciences of linguistic analysis and cultural effects that have been used recently on research findings at the National Institutes of Health. Just as of November of 2022, there appears at mylawquestions.com- an inter-associated fact-check article defining this as a crime on the subject that appears at the National Institutes of Health since April of 2020. I can't mention the subject. For mentioning it will induce and affect the conversation to go haywire. This is due to be extreme, profound and highly pronounced, and highly structured maintained information quarantine against the truth coming forward and easily shared for understanding. This is in no way a cap or a put, dash, down upon your capabilities, only as a general overall massive structured cause to effect without a due diligence understanding of what has actually occurred here in the United States of America. A science in itself called agnotology, the study of intentional mass ignorance. I hope that you will find this introduction cheerfully exciting. But if I do not get something intertwined and interwebbed into my actual doctor, healthcare is first priority. You can ask my mother. The current life condition that I am in. I am dying of a condition that I should not be dying from. Nonetheless, I'm dying. I'm dying of a disease that is indeed a preventable death disease treatment that has been elusively and carefully restricted from my use. My access to adequate healthcare. That is Article 25 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights is extremely to a highest terminology I say. The conditions are fatal. What we have here is a massive mischievous marvel of molding muck mess. I need somebody to stand up and being accounted for on my side to push down the barriers of an intentional wall oppressively placed against me and many in our society. These conditions are documented on the National Institutes of Health in 3 different research finding papers since April of 2020. Dr. Lorraine Sheridan, published in 2015 a research paper not on the National Institutes of Health. She claimed that of the 128 narratives that they pulled off the internet, 100% of them were from persons that were suffering mental illness of a mass delusion. Her appearance on the National Institutes of Health on this subject in November of 2020 is a repositioning of that 2015 research. And this is a fact on my case. April of 2020 paper on the subject states the conditions that are in place in the life path of persons travel region to region. None of the now just 50 narratives where the classification after 40 narratives there were no new categories. Only 50 narratives were used. She concludes that this is a under-researched subject. More research must be adaptively placed to this condition. None of the 50 narratives expresses the condition has terminated in their life. She describes that one of the persons who is claiming this condition in their life to be ongoing for 22 years. It travels region to region with you. You can't escape it, in other words. And I can prove that as well. It was in 2005 when I recognized the patterns and registered an internet domain in the maladjusted cultural effect what's happening among my peer group and subcommunity. Introduction is not a self-promotion of my internet domain by Life Journal, but only the fact that it is a fact and not fiction. Here on LinkedIn there are actual companies with actual company profiles that have the word fuck in them. You can find this for yourself, of course. The use of this word is not an immediate cause to break conversation. It is not a vulgar use of the word that I have and that is used on company name profiles on the site. I'm just taking one out of exponentially expansion 3 times as many since I have not been on the site for a long time. Web, link, https://www.linkedin.com/company/fuckfentanyl/. About us. Harm reduction organization. Specialities. Recovery peer support substance use Dizerder opioid use disorder addiction harm reduction overdose prevention. Headquarters. Miami. Company size. Myself only. Industry. Public health. It would not be until late of 2019 that I became aware of the term as researched on the National Institutes of Health. This is the culturally identifiable term used across current modern, day life. However, it is blatant misrepresentation and scientific pursuits of agnotology that would place a 100% of the narratives of anything to not be real. Because frankly, even though it may not be termed as a cultural identity only for the last 20 to 30 years, we have always had this condition. Haters, harassment, bullying, targeting an individual by a group of people or a collective. This has been a part of our human existence since biblical times. Dr. Lorraine Sheridan is an expert in stalking. And as such, she would know better for sure. She intentionally misled the world and the public of whomever it was that placed her to create such a dastardly opinion in 2015. It might be not worthy. The school of academia that she is employed with has tinter of professional accreditation with. You don't lose those kind of positions easily. She no longer works for the university and is no longer in the position at that university. Of course, the reasons are hers and the school's. But I know what I had to do to get her to a point of view. You cannot just place published research findings at the National Institutes of Health in this consideration and allow that research to just collect dust. Like it's a digital document that has no legal capacity to be enforced. That's what we have here. Please approve the connections that I am trying to establish so I can present myself firsthand as an actual authoritative and socially legitimate and credentialed listed ideal of a school. An adult consensual thought and practices school that is attached to this address in San Bernardino. The permission of my father in 2006. He passed away in 2013. If I don't get to see immediately straightened up. As serious as a heart attack, sir. I'm going to die seriously die. Dying of a disease of an infectious disease control care doctor involvement where the doctors are not my health care wellness but have been instrumental to be in the role of social punishment outside of due process. A process that has instrumentally been in profoundly holding which I can prove beyond a reasonable doubt. Structure that is set up. I claim the one and only title that is true rationally reasoned. I am public enemy number one upon the government's need to maintain the status quo. Would be the one and only one public enemy number one. They basically have already killed me. Unless somebody steps up immediately and cries out fault for a process that is illegal at its very core completely un-American. This text may not be perfect. Is to my best ability. I do believe it's too long because I don't have a send button. So I'm going to place this into an audio narrative and reference that audio narrative at the beginning of the text. Please, sir, help me.